we tried and pressed, and like I say, got a few opportunities and out attempted them 17-8 or 9, whatever it was in the third period. But we just didn't seem to get to the net for any second opportunities or create traffic in front of the net. All those little things you have to do. So tough goal to give up to put us down 2-0.
And then we get towards the end of the game, and we need 2 goals. So you pull the goaltender early, which I thought was a great idea. And you don't see this very often. I thought we were really starting to get some good possession time. And then off of the faceoff, they get the empty netter.
Faceoff to the right of Bitzer. Nobody winning it cleanly. Ward will clear it down. This might go on net. In the net. That'll be the game.
It was actually Brendan Harms getting his second of the season. McCormack and Beaudry get the assists. 3-0 the final. The Huskies outshoot Bemidji in that third period 12-6, and in the game 26-25, but 0-for-3 on the power play, and just that one shot on the power play. And Jamie, like you said, I thought played really well in that game. Bitzer played great. It just wasn't our game, was it?
Yeah, no, it's a break here, bounce there, and I think we limited them to 8 grade A scoring chances, which we marked, which Coach Sean marks, which is, I believe, a season low. And when you go on the road and do that, that's pretty good. Now on the other side, we only created, I think it was 9 or 10 good grade A scoring chances on ourselves. So they were lucky or not lucky. They took advantage and put in a couple. We couldn't put ours in, and that's the difference in the game. And you're going to run into games like that where you have a little bit of an off night. The goaltender on the other team plays extremely well. But, having said that, pulling the goalie that early, I mean, I just felt normally you would wait and see if you can get one. I think we pulled them roughly about 4 minutes left in the game, give or take a few seconds. And usually you're going to wait till maybe a minute and a half. But being down 2 and with us not having much energy, I just thought trying to get another guy out there would spark us. And sure enough, we don't win the faceoff. We don't lose the faceoff. But their guy skates over to loose puck and gets there first. And that happened a lot in the game. They just won those races to those loose pucks. And he took a chance. He shot at the length of the ice. I mean, not many times, but 9 out of 10, he misses that. But, goes in the net, game over. And at that point, we knew we were going to have to regroup and get ready for the next night.
What about faceoffs, Coach? We weren't great on important faceoffs on Friday night, I thought.
Yeah, they did a good job, and they did a good job on Saturday also. Mm-hmm. It's one of the best teams we've seen as far as faceoffs go, and they scored a goal on Saturday night off a draw, too, their first goal. So, you're not always going to win them, but you can't lose them. You can't lose them clean, and we lost a few clean. No, we did some good things on some of our draws too. So, but that's one of the best teams I've seen on faceoffs, and we'll spend a little extra time this week, make sure taking the draws.
All right. Well, that's 3-0 final on Friday night. Jamie Phillips ends up with 22 saves. Michael Bitzer with the shutout gets 26 saves on 26 shots, and the Huskies just lick their wounds and get ready for Saturday night. And boy, do they ever! We'll talk about that great win when we come back here on the Mel Pearson Show. Plenty of time to get your question in. It's DJ@themix93.com. That's DJ@themix93.com.
Sushi Tuesday at the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub, now in its 7th year. Every Tuesday from 4 till 10 p.m., the sashimi-grade fish is flown in overnight from the world-famous Honolulu Fish Company in Hawaii, featuring the highest quality and freshest sashimi-grade fish available worldwide. Sushi restaurants all over the globe buy from the Honolulu Fish Company. The Library Restaurant and Brew Pub has featured this fish for 7 years. Get the same fish you'd get in sushi restaurants in Chicago, New York, and L.A. Stop in for Sushi Tuesdays at the library. The Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and the Memorial Union on the Michigan Tech Campus and University Images, located in the John McGinnis Student Ice Arena, your official headquarters for all your favorite Michigan Tech apparel and souvenirs. Plus, you can ship your packages right from either store for out-of-town family and friends. Stop at the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and University Images, where the public is always welcome, or shop online at bookstore.mtu.edu for all your Michigan Tech Huskies apparel and souvenirs.
Are you a business owner? Hi, this is Jeff Mickish of the Turvo Agency in Hancock. Whether you are a contractor, a manufacturer, a mom-and-pop business, or anything in between, the Turvo Agency can work for you to design an insurance program to meet your unique needs. As an independent agency, we represent many insurance companies, which provide more choices, more options, more security, more peace of mind. Give me, Jeff Mickish, or agents Bob Franti or Teresa Stachowiak a call and put the Turvo Agency to work for you.
There's nothing quite like the anticipation of counting down to game day. And there's nothing like the real Coca-Cola taste of Coke Zero. No matter how you show your team spirit, with face paint, team jerseys, or grilling with friends and family, your game day won't be complete without ice-cold Coke Zero. Available at your local convenience store. Because nothing means it's game day like Coke Zero. So be sure to pick up some refreshing Coke Zero today. Coke Zero. Zero means it's game day.
Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93 WKMJ. It is time to take a look at our Game 2 of the Bemidji State Series. The Huskies losing on Friday night 3-0, come back with a very impressive 9-2 victory. And, I know people want to know this, Coach. I mean, was there a lot of yelling after the game, after the Friday night game or not?
No. This group knows. They're a good group. And I'm not a big yeller and screamer. The odd time, maybe I'll raise my voice a little bit. But, no, I mean, we just talked a little bit about, the result and preparation, being prepared to play. And we didn't really have to say a whole lot after the game. Like I said, you have to understand your group and know which buttons hopefully to push. And this group's a pretty proud group. They're very quiet after the game. So, we haven't lost a hockey game since December 29th or 30th or whatever it was. So it's been a long time since we lost a hockey game. And to go that long and playing some good teams and – you're going to have a letdown sooner or later somewhere along the line. It's just human nature. You might find a way to win that game still, but sometimes you don't. So it's our first road loss, our true road loss, league road loss game since October, whenever we played Northern Michigan.
Northern Michigan, yeah.
So there's been a lot of really good things. And you can't – my big thing is, like I told the team, we can't overreact when you win a game, and we're sure not going to overreact when we lose a game. So we just – let them go that night, told them to get a good rest, be ready for tomorrow. And, obviously we said a few things in the meeting the next day, and more so some key points that we had to make sure that we addressed and things that we needed to do better to have success. We show video on Saturday pregame. So we'll show video about noon on Saturday when we're playing Saturday night. And that session is a meeting / video session. And what you're trying to do there is, I'm a positive guy, not showing what we did negatively the night before, or poorly the night before. More so show them the things that we need to do to have success and achieve success. We did show one or two bad turnovers, which I usually don't do, but I did on Saturday, just puck management. We were trying to do way too much ourselves and some really bad turnovers in their transition team. So we just wanted to throw a couple in there. And then right after that, we showed when we made good plays or chipped it in or drove wide and got to the net. So, spin it from, we have to get away from this. Here's right. What works. So anyway, no, yell and scream, no.
Okay. Well, let's get to the game. The Huskies with a big victory on, again, right for the drop of the puck on Friday night. Things didn't look good from the drop of the puck Saturday night. You could tell it was a different game.
Well, no question. I mean, just reversal of so many things. Just the preparation, the intensity. We were to loose pucks first, made much better plays. Our players drove the net harder. We got to the net. We created some traffic, found some rebounds, got some second opportunities, power play. Much better as far as on faceoffs in the zone, much better as far as our entries into the zone, better puck movement, penalty killing. We were rock solid. I thought we played discipline. So many areas. The one area we probably overall didn't improve a whole lot were faceoffs. I thought we did improve, but still we need some work in that area. Jamie played extremely well. They had a few scrambles here and there. I don't know how they didn't score, and Jamie really competed. That's one thing I noticed in him this game. So right from the get-go, we were better. Now, having said that, the first two periods were great, but the first 10 minutes of the third period, I was not happy. I mean, we let the foot off the gas big time, and it's hard to keep it there. It's a 7-1 game, and you just exhale a little bit, and I'm sure the other team was hearing a little bit about pride and at home and this and that, and they came out and they stormed us. But overall, really good performance. When you go around the locker room and you say, he played well, and he played well, and he played well, and he played well, and he played well, most nights you're going to win. It was good to see our top scorers make a return to the score sheet. So you had Gould, get the first one. Patan get the second one. Lesperance get, maybe the fourth or fifth one. He's on the score sheet. You see Heinonen pick up a couple. So here we go. We haven't heard from those guys for a little bit, so it's good to get them going.